Nicholas Reel graduated from Shayokton High School 3 years ago. A year later, he and a friend joined the Army, with Reel eventually serving in the 3rd Infantry. Reel was sent to Iraq 3 months ago as the Bush administration began its surge of additional troops. The Defense Department says last Friday, Reel died when an improvised explosive device went off near his unit. Shayokton High School principal Kelly Zeinert taught Reel in several classes. Zeinert says Reel was a good student, qualifying for the honor roll. She also remembers his personality.
You know, when I first heard of Nick's passing, I was sad, and I got a visual picture of Nick. He was a good-looking young man who had this great smile. And the smile's the thing that I'm going to miss the most because, you know, he was just a nice kid.
Reel also played basketball, football, and golf at Shayokton High School. Principal Zeinert says Reel's death is having a large impact in the small community, which is 30 miles west of Green Bay.
We have a small school. The population at the high school is only like 238 students. And when the teachers were notified about it, you know, many of them took it hard, as well as some of the students. With the war in Iraq, we hear about it every day in the news. But when you hear that someone from your own small town has died while serving over there, it makes it real.
According to the Associated Press, Nicholas Reel is the 72nd soldier or Marine from Wisconsin killed in Iraq since the U.S. invasion 4 years ago. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.